Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the, we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Time now for Side Notes presented by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close. Volume 21. I have a question I want to ask you, and I'm not doing this to piss you off or fire you up or get you all ramped up about a certain player. But I need to ask you a legitimate question.
I feel like you're leading the witness right now, and I don't like it at all. Because I have no idea where you're going with this.
On April 2nd, the day after April Fool's Day.
Okay.
Jeff Skinner will play his 1,000th NHL game. I need to ask you this honestly.
Okay.
On Friday, April 5th, the Sabres have a home game against Philadelphia. And they will probably honor Jeff Skinner, or they'll honor him on the 11th, the last home game of the season, with some sort of commemorative silver stick. You get the silver stick, right?
Yep.
Right. Is it just like, hey, you know, congrats on 1,000 games, literally just 1,000 games? What do you see when you see a guy go up and that has his resume?
Jeff Skinner has been wildly successful producing goals and points in this league. You know, when Jeff Skinner was drafted, I think he was drafted like 7th or 8th overall, I'm thinking myself. You'll have to look that up for 10th. Me.
7th.
Okay, so 7th overall back in
2010.
Jeff Skinner came into the league at 18 years old and scored 31 goals and 63 points. Like, truly amazing. Like, breathtaking year for a young individual. He has continued throughout his career to score every single year. It's been pretty remarkable what he's done. This year, he scored 24 goals. The year before, 35, 33. Then he had the Kruger years that went to 7-14, which was wowzers. But before that, he had a 40, a 24, 37, 28, 33. I mean, Jeff Skinner has scored a lot of points. He's a very, very strong 5-on-5 point producing player throughout his career. He's played a long time. I mean, to play 1,000 games in the National Hockey League is difficult. It really is. And certainly cannot take that away from Jeff Skinner and what he's accomplished personally.
It's got to be the least taxing 1,000 games of all time.
What do you mean by that?
Just mean like, you know, relatively unscathed, no real playoff battle scars to have to have lived through. I mean, a lot of nice cushiony summers off. I mean, you know what I mean? Like a lot of time to prepare for the next season.
Totally, I totally get what you're saying. You know, when you go to like Cap Friendly or go to any site, whether it's NHL or TSN or whatever, and you look up players and look up their career statistics and even go beyond the National Hockey League, minor league statistics. Jeff Skinner never played a game in the minors. He came in at 18 and tore it up. Years before that, he played in the OHL for a couple of years, played in the Toronto GTHL. Going back to 2006, Jeff Skinner's played one season of playoff hockey. And I want you to hear this. I want you to understand this. Is in 2009, 2010, he played for the Kitchener Rangers of the OHL. Okay. Jeff Skinner in the playoff that year played 20 games in the playoffs. He had 20 goals and 33 points in 20 games. So we're not going to sit here and, you know, obviously he's had a tough ride. He had a tough ride in Carolina. He had an even tougher ride here in Buffalo, and he's played 14 years in the National Hockey League with a shit ton of goals and a shit ton of assists with no playoff games. Is that all on Jeff Skinner? Is that all on Jeff Skinner? The answer is absolutely not.
Okay. I would just like to, I'm going to 2017-18, he played in Carolina and then got traded away. Carolina hadn't made the playoffs, obviously, in a bunch of years. And then 2018-19, the very next year, they what did they do in 2018-19?
Who?
Carolina after they. So 2017-18, missed the playoffs. Then they moved Rod Brind'Amour over to head coach, traded Jeff Skinner, and lost in round three. Then lost in round one, lost in round two, lost in round two, lost in round three. And now you think they're the best team in the league. So just wondering if there's a correlation there. That's all.
I was told that it was the number one thing that Rod Brind'Amour wanted when he went and took over the team. Was the number one thing he said is I want to move out Jeff Skinner. Period. A lot of goals, a lot of points, 1,000 yeah. games. I will tell you this. I know the people of. Some people hate me for it, for giving my opinion on this situation with Jeff Skinner. He would be my number one move this summer for Kevin Adams. Number one. It is absolutely the number one thing.
Can't happen because I don't believe there is any ability for this general manager or this team or any to retain any salary on anyone.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know what time of year it is? It's March Madness time, and I have two words for you. Hoops Hangout. Saturday, April 6th, it's the College Basketball Tournament Watch Parties at Seneca Niagara.
Catch college basketball tournament action with your friends in your one-of-a-kind viewing area at Seneca Niagara. To reserve your spot, go to SenecaNiagaraCasino.com.
Nothing else comes close.
Excuse me?
They will not retain salary.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. And they're going to have to. And Jeff Skinner, there are teams in this league. He is not a 35-year-old hockey player. He's 31. He's still producing offensively. And there might be a team out there that may not like the $9 million salary of Jeff Skinner, but they would certainly be interested in a lesser salary for Jeff Skinner, where the Sabres are going to have to eat, you know, a few million dollars to make this deal. But addition by subtraction, that's the way I look at it. And the Sabres have a lot of very good pieces. They have a lot of young pieces. And you want to build the right types, bring in the right types of players around these young players to support them.
I would trade or move Jeff Skinner at all costs. Nothing against Jeff Skinner, the guy.
Honest to God, just send him down to the minors if there are no takers.
I just said trade or move. So here's the thing. I know that you're going to always, if I say, hey, we need to trade Jeff Skinner, you're going to come back with, no one's going to want him in the league. Okay. That's why I brought in trade or move.
Okay.
Move meaning if I can't trade Jeff Skinner, which I think that I'm going to be able to, I would move him to the minors and I would pay him $9 million not to play on this team. That's what I would do.
And what does he count as the whole cap? Does he count as
there's a relief
cap or $1 million, $1 million relief or something like that?
Okay, so not really much. Yeah.
And you send him to Europe. Fuck.
That might be tough for people to hear, but I think honestly, we need players that are really tough to play against. We need players that want to play fast, physical brand of hockey that all for one and one for all. And right now, Jeff Skinner loves to score goals. He loves to produce points, but it is all about Jeff Skinner. That's what I believe because no one can say that he cares about others because if you were to watch him play his game from start to finish through every single game of the entire season, they're all the same. He does not work. He does not hit. He does not back check. He does not play defense. He is just an opportunistic offensive player that's very good at what he does. But we don't need that guy in this lineup, especially being the oldest guy on our team, where younger guys, the youngest team in the league, are looking up to this guy.
No, they're not.
So
they can't.
Jeff Skinner can't be moved at any cost. I don't care. Jeff Skinner is going to play 1,000 games and never been in a playoff game.
They traded him out of Carolina. Rod Brindamore's first move as head coach was to get rid of Jeff Skinner. They basically got nothing for him, and if so facto, they went on to make the playoffs that year. April 2nd, if they play him. I'd scratch the fucking guy.
right through to the end of the year. I get him to $9.99 and sit him out.
Crazy. That's what I'm telling you. I would sit Skinner and let him make him wait till next year. I'm dead serious. That'll do it for another edition of Side Notes presented by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close.